answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're real. We're independent. We're on the ground. We believe in tradition and justice and freedom and strength and wealth and power. We believe in God, from which all of those good things flow. We are 330 days out from the most important election in world history, a referendum on nationalism and capitalism and freedom and a pro-human future versus globalism, the technocracy, the post-human future. And all across the world, the globalists are pulling out all their stops to crush the human awakening. But the plans of the enemy will end up collapsing because it's destined from the foundations of the earth that they're going to fail. It's December 8th, 2019 on this Sunday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And our existence here on air is in defiance of the globalist tyrants. And literally is because of you 100%. Financially supporting this broadcast. All of my goodwill and all of my energy and all of this amazing crew's will and energy would be nothing without the unison of us together. You are beyond the fuel in the tank. You are the road. You are the driver. You are the engine. And I salute you all and thank you. All forms of traditionalism are under attack. First, they take Christ out of Christmas. Now they're even trying to take the old Germanic winter rituals out of it as well, because they're human. And in the final equation, the devil leads people into his control by dangling human pleasures in front of him. But in the end, it's all an anti-human system that's being built, an anti-human system that's being constructed. And that's why the joy and the freedom and the empowerment is being taken out of everything. Because if you're resonating with justice and with light, you're going to resonate towards God. You've got to be tricked into only falling into evil and into darkness. So you submit to the system. Now, this is going to be quite a broadcast. I'm going to make sure it is, or I'm going to get very angry with myself because I've done an incredible amount of preparation. I don't just have all these articles out here to make it look like I've done some research or that make it look like I know what I'm talking about. And I could have them pulled up in a computer, but in my case, you've all experienced it. Computers crash. You can lose articles while you're live on air. So 25 years ago, I began to always print every article I was going to cover. Well, now they change articles in live time and remove things. So I certainly do always print everything because I want to have a physical record of it. And now more than ever, with the AI censorship, we realize how precious and important that is. So let me tell you what's coming up today. Out of all these stacks, you see this 5-inch stack right here? That's a 5-inch stack right there. That 5-inch stack is the total proof of governmental deep state mass child kidnapping and trafficking. And almost all of it's governmental reports, declassified documents, and even mainstream news, Senate reports, you name it. And then mainline media today saying nothing's happening, don't worry about it, it's not real, go back to sleep. And that ties into the huge, the biggest yet, Epstein developments. So that's all coming up at the bottom of the hour. But first, they already wrote the articles of impeachment. They're just up there on the hill like busy little demonic elves, little gremlins who've stolen Santa's prerogative, and they're up there getting their mainline impeachment ready for this week, and so much more. And the Democrats have used illegal surveillance and done it publicly against Congress itself to help ram all this through, and they've got some tricks up their dirty sleeves, but so do we. It's all coming up on this live global transmission. We've got the latest on the terror attack at the Naval Air Station in Florida, and more. Please spread the word. You are the resistance.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
We
waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday. The time is 4:06 Central Standard Time. The date is December 8th, 2019, one of the last live Sunday transmissions of 2019, and then we're into 2020. How many days are we out from the most critical election in world history? Even the establishment admits that. 330 days. Hell, one of those days is already halfway gone, so we're really 329 days out, and boy, are they pulling a lot of shenanigans to try to steal that election. They definitely stole the 2018 election. They had congressional hearings with top computer scientists and others showing the absolute proof with their own computer models of how Google alone gave the Democrats 10 million more votes than Republicans. Only took them about 3 million to win the House of Representatives more than Republicans got. So the fix is in, and the power structure does not respect Trump and the Republicans for laying down to it, and that is their greatest error. And I don't bring that error and that abdication of duty up with pleasure. There is still time to rectify and turn the ship around. The globalist system is discredited, hated, and has almost no support. That's why they're so arrogant, why they're acting so cocky, why they're doing so many outrageous things, is a confidence act to stay in power. CNN has the lowest ratings they've ever recorded in their history. They hit a previous low right after the election 3 years ago. Now they've gone past even that low, but then we're all supposed to bow down to them. Let me tell you what's coming up here on the broadcast today. You've all heard about this big panic concerning white vans grabbing children around the nation. And mainstream media is trying to spin it and saying, oh, there's no child kidnapping problem in America. You know, Trump's made it up. InfoWars has made it up. Even though there's record arrest of that indeed happening. But I thought I'd pull the record up for you and declassified FBI reports and others and actually show what's really happening and then show you a bunch of real local news articles of children that got kidnapped in front of people and thrown into these white vans. There's many other groups out there, obviously, but what's behind this? Well, I've got a pretty good idea, and I'm going to break it down at the bottom of the hour. Right now, though, let me give you a gestalt or a quick look at the other topics we're going to be covering that are beyond critical. Military bases put on high alert as FBI hunt missing Saudi servicemen. The media is saying it's not a terror attack because Muslims cannot commit any crime and have never done anything wrong ever. In fact, their poop is flowers. In fact, they don't even poop, actually. They just, like the New York Times said, there's no crimes they've ever committed. Any report about a Muslim or a terror group is fake. It does not exist. But looking at this, turns out they had a party a few days before, they're calling it, where they watched mass shooting videos. No, it's called a terrorist training event. And it turns out witnesses said the other Muslims videotaped him while he killed all these people. And so they're now being investigated and they fled. But fleeing and videotaping something and not helping people when they're shot and being from the same country, Saudi Arabia, that is the main Islamic terror base. Again, it doesn't exist. Everything's fine. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. We're going to be getting into all of that today. Also, we're going to look at how nationalist groups, nationalist countries, and Christian groups worldwide are now having their bank accounts shut off. That's mainstream news. We're going to be going over how dangerous all of that is. Massive developments on the Jeffrey Epstein front, the biggest yet, that tie into this whole child kidnapping stack I've got here. So we're going to be covering all of that at the bottom of the hour. Photo shows Harvey Weinstein partying together with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. And then that ties into the co-pilot of Jeffrey Epstein's jet reveals Bill Clinton was frequent flyer and how they dressed the little girls up for him. And we also have a bunch of other photos here and other investigators and witnesses coming out. Epstein was a Mossad agent used to blackmail American politicians, says a former Israeli spy. And then a whole bunch of other current sex clubs where satanic rituals, they admit, are being carried out. And they say that that's their religion, is the devils. That's mainstream news. But they say when they're drinking the blood and all this, they don't really mean it. That's all part of the deception. Oh, we're devil worshipers, but we don't really mean it. Just lock up your children. Because the ones we don't abort, we're going to grab. We're going to treat real nice. Because the good guys never stop us. And so now we're going to take over even more. And we think you're going to bow down. Well, I think that you're going to run on too far like you always do, and God's going to cut you down. So let's cue the Johnny Cash coming in next segment, please, Maestro. So we've got that. Meanwhile, Mater, that's a new word I'm inventing. Mayor Pete turns to God to win over black supporters, and that ties into all this Nancy Pelosi behavior where she prances around and talks about how she's a Christian. And that's why she can do no wrong and that she doesn't hate Trump. So you better watch it with me. And she's very threatening, obviously. So they're now taking on the mantle of Americana and the mantle of Jesus. We've got a special report on that as well that we're going to be running through. And then we have some really good news that I'm going to be breaking down. All over the U.S., there's not just the 800-plus sanctuary towns and cities where illegal aliens are literally above the law and can commit rapes, shootings, arson, robbery, and the libtard juries let them go as a virtue signal. There's many famous cases of where just an illegal alien deported five times shoots a woman in the back for no reason, only because she's white. And the San Francisco jury of white people says we're letting you go as a virtue signal. Well, Virginia sheriff vows to deputize thousands of citizens if state passes gun restrictions. A majority of counties say they are not going to enforce unconstitutional gun laws by the leftist legislature that's taken over, first time in 50-something years, and that they are not going to turn their guns in. So that's constitutional refusal, civil disobedience. You have every constitutional right if a state passes gun laws that are unconstitutional. The Supreme Court's ruled you can just ignore them. Now, that doesn't mean the state won't still try to lock you up. But what do you do when almost every county, two-thirds of them say, we're not going to take any guns. We pull somebody over and they're a felon and, you know, they got meth with them and they got a gun, we're taking them to jail for that. But we pull over mom in a minivan and she's got a revolver in her purse and she's not a criminal, We're going to give her a pat on the back and send her on her way. And that's exactly what the police need to do. And then they will be loved by the people and will be like Robin Hood instead of working for the corrupt globalists that are totally illegitimate. So the battle lines are being drawn. We're getting back to that 1776 moment. This is how real civil wars break out, because the globalists have control of the big cities. They will then, in the future, if they remove Trump, push into these rural areas and try to dominate folks. And that's when the trigger is going to get pulled and the shot heard around the world in more ways than one. And I don't want that to happen, but that's where all this is going with the godless heathen left that want to come in and, you know, teach five-year-olds how to give blowjobs and teach little boys how to wear dresses. And, at age three now, major university hospitals like Johns Hopkins are sterilizing little baby boys because they say the three-year-old has to have their testicles chopped off. Yes, that's now happening. Major professors are calling for all men to be castrated at birth. Major feminist professors. That's actually coming up, start of the next segment. And this is just a total demonic takeover on every front. And we're going to lay it all out. And Nadler, vote possible on Trump articles of impeachment this week. Democrats spend the weekend drafting impeachment charges against Trump. So while the goblins and other creatures and gremlins are meeting at the Capitol, what are you doing to raise the alarm this Christmas season as good little elves? Santa's making a list. We'll be right back.
can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Now, if you wonder why the CIA is funding the transgender movement, if you wonder why MI6 is funding it since the 50s, you wonder why they funded through the Tavistock Institute. We have reports on that at band.video. If you wonder why all over the Western world they're teaching 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old boys, hey, you could be a girl, and they say, okay, I'm a girl, that's the pervert evil state doing that. Then the state comes in and begins a relationship with your child, and then they begin the chemical castration that's very poisonous to your boy. And then they tell you, don't deny that boys can be girls, don't deny that men can have babies, because the state wants to castrate children. It wants to depopulate them. Brave New World was written in 1932 by Aldous Huxley. His brother headed up the World Eugenics Society, Julian Huxley, and he went on to run the first inspector generalship and UNESCO head leadership of the UN. So when you read about, oh, cleaning products and personal care products are making men feminine and making women go into puberty early, that's a fact. This is part of an admitted agenda that the White House science czar under Obama wrote about in the book Eco-Science in 1974. So this is an admitted program. Boys need to be castrated at birth. That was a major national Spanish television in Spain. And that was out of the Canary Islands at a town hall where the Spanish language teacher and local counselor said to her classroom full of male teenagers, boys, 14 to 16, that it's not enough to cut your penises off. We need to cut your testicles off. Vera added that they would use science to select whose gonads would be pruned, implying a eugenics program based on men who would be sufficiently woke enough and priory to make the cut and save their manhood. Others call just for the male species to be removed altogether. And you say, well, that's one crazy person. No. Go read Brave New World, 1932. And then he wrote a book in 61 before he died, Aldous Huxley, called Brave New World Revisited. It's free online. You can go read it. Where it's a nonfiction where he says, no, this is the real plan. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Remember that. That's what they call masculinity toxic. The existence of men is bad. Because if you're going to conquer any group of people, you want to get rid of men that would stand up for the tribe. The rest of the men are busy just watching sports, and that's their vehicle to feel manly. But those they can't shunt off into sports, not that sports are totally bad. I'm saying if that's all men care about, that's their tribalism. It's like having sex with a blow-up doll instead of a real woman. It's a simulator. It's a facsimile so that you never actually are in the role of a leader that stands up for their community, and that you're so confused and led into not being a strong role model that your sons, again, and daughters submit to the globalist scourge. This is the plan. This is the program. And it's part of the war on our children. There's also a giant war on little girls. But all over the United States, in public schools, unannounced, men dressed as clowns come and, quote, groom your children to sit on their laps, and in some cases even simulate sex with the children. Because if adults will put up with this, anyone will put up with the things they plan to do. This is all part of just conditioning and preparing the public for the nightmare systems of total and complete control. And the CIA admitted in many of their white papers and in WashTech Weekly in 1999, I read the article on air, that they would push the body modification movement to prepare the public for implantable microchips in the brain. And now in Mexico and in Sweden and in many other areas, for decades, many companies make people get microchips to work in them. And now they announced last year that you get free rides on trains and buses in Sweden if you take the chips. And now they're chipping homeless in Austin and areas of Florida as well, not just Texas. We have the documents, we have the news items, but when we interview the homeless, talking about it, it totally freaks people out because this is freaky and people should be concerned about that. We have a big story breaking with actual homeless that have been approached to be microchips, the name of the companies, where it's happening, not just the companies making the announcements, but the actual people. That's going to air Tuesday during the weekday broadcast. Believe me, you're not going to want to miss that. Now, we got a long segment coming up. When I come back, the next two segments are the longest of the hour. I'm going to get into the open hot war against children, boys and girls, and who's behind it, and why the media is saying, don't worry about child kidnapping, don't worry about white vans, it's not happening. That's the national media, but the local media has real cases of it and are trying to warn people. That's why Soros came out a few months ago and is spending over $1 billion this election on thousands of fake local news sites because they know that you trust local more, telling you Trump's evil, Republicans are all white supremacists, NAMBLA's good. I have those articles where they're talking about what their agenda is, sexualizing your children, all of it. You're going to see local radio stations, local news stations. You're going to see all these stations getting bought, getting leased, other things that look like local stations but are only online, and you can track them back to who's funding them. It's Soros and a former head operative for Obama, and it is nightmarish what they're doing. So that's all coming up. Now, I'm going to go to break, come back with all of that, come back with the latest on the terror attack at the Naval Air Station, Pensacola, Florida. But first, you're the folks that keep us on air, and I want to thank you, and I want to commend you for keeping InfoWars on the air. You've done an amazing job. But I want to encourage you. These are great products we have, especially the supplements and our toothpaste, both the Super Blue for adults and children and the Super Silver tooth whitening system are the very best you're going to find anywhere for what they do. The toothpaste don't compete with each other. They're both hit different areas and are amazing. They are 25 and 50% off right now on InfoWarsStore.com. This is the last day of Cyber Week with triple Patriot points and your last chance to get 15% off on your next order. Store-wide free shipping currently. 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, that's the latest combo you saw up there, so it doesn't have any reviews. The toothpaste has thousands of five-star reviews if you go back to the original toothpaste page, but that's the combo deal at 50% off right now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We've got more than 50 items up for sale right now at 50 to 70% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points, and so much more. Many of these are loss leaders. We're selling out of everything towards the end of the year, so we have to pay, obviously, inventory tax on it. That's the time to buy a car. That's the time to buy a lot of things is end of year. So get your Christmas shopping done. Don't fight all the big traffic and the rest of it. Don't buy your stuff from a big online box company, you know, that funds gun control and transgenderism and New World Order and open borders like Amazon. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. As long as we get your order in by the 20th in the U.S., you'll get your items. You can also put into the comment section any messages you want to send and send this to friends and family. We'll deliver it right to them. So please, invest in the First Amendment and freedom at InfoWarsStore.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes.
And we are back live on this live Sunday, December 8th, 2019 worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. Okay, let's go ahead now and jump straight into it. And these two articles will tie together, or these two stories will tie together. I've probably got 200 articles or documents concerning these two stacks I've got right here. Let's go ahead and cover this first. Okay? Military bases put on high alert as FBI hunt missing Saudi servicemen. That's the Daily Mail. Now, why are they searching for them? Because they reportedly videotaped the shooting at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, did nothing, attended a viewing party watching mass shootings days before with the individual. And, of course, you know, then they like to put it online to celebrate it and trigger other jihads. But we're being told this is not Islamic attack. He just said he did it for Islam on his Twitter account. But you saw the New York Times last week. They had a huge cover story article full of lies, twisting disinformation, saying that I ordered reporters to make up Islamic terror stories. That's not true. In fact, I don't cover this stuff enough. I should cover it more. I have dozens of articles every day of stabbings and truck attacks and shootings and Christian women being kidnapped and put into sex slavery and mass stabbings at London Bridge and attacks at Pensacola. But I promise the New York Times, just for you, seriously, because I've already felt bad about not covering this enough, that you're going to get dedicated Islamic terror coverage. So I had a New York Times reporter years ago, you know, threaten me. They said, you know, you really need to drop the attack on Islam and that it's violent and bad. Or, you know, that's one of the big things you're not allowed to do. The establishment's going to come after you because the left is merging with Islam because it's anti-Christian and they love it. And they tell you it doesn't exist, just like black-on-white crime doesn't exist, even though it's 10 times more common and whites are being hunted. And there's all these Hollywood movies about hunting whites because whites are bad and deserve to die. So they tell you there's no black-on-white crime, and there's no child molestation or child kidnapping going on either, and there's no Islamic terror in the world. What a sick group of people. But you know what? Their lies don't work, do they? So let's just get into that Islamic terror doesn't exist. Military bases put on high alert as FBI hunt missing Saudi servicemen. Saudi airman's colleagues filmed as he killed three, now it's up to six, at U.S. Naval Base as cops detained 10 with others missing. Oh. Pensacola NAS shooting victim saved countless lives with his own. He died a hero. We were beyond proud. There's a hole in our hearts, his father said. He died serving his country. He was the man on deck, not armed, but reportedly tried to resist them, then was shot five times, crawled back out, and warned who had done it before dying. His name was Joshua Caleb Watson, 23. Just graduated a month before from the academy and was going to be a pilot. Military base shooter assailed U.S. as a nation of evil. And see, the left thinks America's bad and hates us too, so they like that. They like that whole situation. They agree with that. America was never great, never be great, says the governor of New York. Investigation broadens in shooting of Naval Air Station in Pensacola. Saudi airmen may have become radicalized before U.S. Navy base attack. Think so? At that little party where they watch mass shootings with the group of Muslims? But it's not a terror attack. When a group of Muslims meet and plan a mass shooting, it's not a mass shooting by Muslims, you understand? Oh, Muhammad makes the list of top 10 baby names in the U.S. for the first time. Isn't that just cute? But don't worry, record number of African migrants at U.S. border, most of them come from the Middle East and are Arab or Muslim or both. They self-identify, and they're coming here, they think, for all the free stuff, even though America is this giant KKK command base, we're told. Oh, but don't worry, people who wear hijabs face unique discrimination during pregnancy from Vice. Oh, there's always hundreds of articles a day feeling sorry for the poor little Muslim children as you sit on the airplane and look over at the little Muslim girl and you just feel guilty that you're an American and you're a Christian and you want to kill yourself. And of course, then you read the actual statistics, it's not even true. It says that black women are 3 to 4 times more likely to die while pregnant. That's then blamed on white people. And by extension, they say a lot of black women are Muslims, so that's Christians. But you read the actual statistic they mention, but they don't link to. It's that they're shot and killed by their significant others because the crime rate in the black community for violent crime is up to 21 times higher, on average 12 times higher. And whites are 10 times more likely to be killed by a black person. A lot of great black people out there. I'm just not going to live by this lie that whites are running around foaming at the mouth, killing all the black people, when everybody knows that ain't what's going on. Unless you read the New York Times. So you read, oh, my gosh, it goes on to say all these Muslim women are dying and their babies are dying. But then it just says, oh, we call Muslims black because we don't have a statistic for Muslims. It actually says that. And then it goes on to say black women are 3 to 4 times more likely to die while pregnant or in months after birth. It has nothing to do with wearing a hijab. You just read this. It's fake news from Vice, the same folks that tell you pedophilia is good. And then it just goes into how we have to accept more refugees so they can come here and tell us how we're bad and how we're evil. Where are the 7 other terrorists jailed with London Bridge knife men? They were all released at the same time together after planning these mass terror attacks. And, of course, he went on to kill a bunch of people, but that's okay because he's not Muslim, even though he is. Besides, those Christians deserve it, right? Those evil, when they were white, they deserve it to die, right? They're Christian, they deserve to die. I mean, you know, white people are bad, inherently bad. New York Times said so. So there you go. You got your Muslim coverage. You're going to get it a lot more now. I forgot I'm not supposed to talk about the Islamicists. So I'm supposed to have to be punished if I do. So I'm going to make sure, since I'm not supposed to talk about it, I talk about it a lot here. I think I'm talking about it a lot here on air for you because you told me I'm not supposed to. Now, let's get into the thing we're really not supposed to talk about. See this? Child kidnapping rings. So I got FBI reports and I got Senate reports all about the giant child kidnapping rings run by Democrats and how they like to rape children and then slit their throats. And I've learned a lot over the years how they set you up with fake stories to distract from all the real ones. And then they run around all over the news going, Pizzagate, Pizzagate doesn't exist. No one's hurting children, when it's in the WikiLeaks that the Podestas and others are into that stuff. And John Podesta's own brother was in the Washington Post 2007 in an article about brave art with pictures of little naked children tied up in dungeons. You can pull it up. Type in Tony Podesta's sick art. And if you have art like that, it's pedophilia. He's allowed to because he's a D.C. elitist. And the Washington Post, the New York Times, all of them circle the wagons and protect the favorite hors d'oeuvre of L.A., New York, and D.C. so-called elitist. And then I'm going to tie it all in to the guy I'm not supposed to get into that I told you back in 2006 was behind it, who I said was an international spy and Mossad agent. I'm on record. Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, and the ADL told me that, you know, I'm not supposed to talk about this or they're going to destroy me. Well, guess what? Too late. It's all coming out. Oh, yes. So we're going to expose it all today. We're going to talk about the child kidnapping rings. We're going to talk about your precious Muslims. We're going to talk about how every country they run, no Christians or Jews or gays are allowed, but the left loves them here and says they've never done anything wrong. Bring them here. Yeah, there's some of the torture on the children that he published himself, but that the New York Times defends because they're of a spirit of evil and they want to join with it because they're damned to hell.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back broadcasting worldwide. New photos of Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, and all these other globalists meeting at royal palaces in England, out at the torture palace there in the Caribbean, the 7-story torture palace in New York where Bill and Melinda Gates and Oprah Winfrey and all of them hang out, carrying out their eugenics operations, trying to create their master race and trying to plan a world government to forcibly reduce the world's population. Well, that's all come out now. That's all come out now. And there's new articles all over mainstream news of photos of them together breaking all of this down. And if you scroll down, you'll be able to see the photos. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover this at the start of the next hour now. I'll just tell you point blank. I have probably 1,000 articles here in front of me. I spent hours getting them all straight and in my stacks. And then during my gesticulations and waving my arms around earlier, during the break, I went into my stack. And I had a few people come in and ask me questions and do other planning. And I'm not mad they did that. But it got me off track again. So not going to be able to do it now. Sorry, can't happen now. May not even happen today now, folks. It's just the way it is. So I'm going to try my best, though, during this next break to collate the information and get it in the order I had it, all prepared, each article read, each article noted, everything ready for you. And I will try to start it at 6 after next hour the best I can. I'll give you my commitment if I'm able to dig through the stacks and get my focus together. I'm not mad people came in and brought up other big stories that are breaking and other big things that are going on and corrections that are going on. And some other areas. But I just can't keep track of it anymore. In fact, I don't even have those articles anymore. So it's kind of like a race car engine blowing up. So just print all those again for me, guys. I'm never going to find them here in the stack. Because this is really important, and I'm loaded for bear. And I'm going to be exposing it all when we start the next hour. Because it ties in, and I need to be able to pull all of this up. I need to be able to put up the world's most elite sex host ultra VIP mansion orgy for mass celebs. This ties into that. This is only the entry feeder level. I need to have all that loaded as well. So I will move all of this over here. And I will move this stack that is not the right stack over here. Hell, I'll just do this live on air. It's the only way to ever get it done myself. Okay, that's all the chemicals put in the water to make the women infertile and have miscarriages. That's the chemicals they put in to feminize the boys. That's the one they put in to give the women cancer. They all admit it right here. That's the UN announcing plans to invade the United Nations via social workers and finally bring us down during a civil war, actually announced by them. That's 4.8 million art display for the chandelier for the homeless, just to rub it into them what they've done to them. All part of their lesser magic sick jokes on everybody. Then I've got my spirit cooking that ties into all of that. And that ties into all of the other big news with the fake impeachment. And left-wingers admitting demographics are destiny and that the new politics will be race-based and that whites are the enemy. That's a big article. That's C-SPAN. That's the Democrats on there. Basically, the new KKK party just reinvented the exact same people. Then I've got these stacks right here. Got to go through them all here. Sorry. It's all right here. It's all gone now. And then I've got to go through this whole report on the Inspector General report that is going to be coming out supposedly tomorrow and what the first look at that is. I'll get to that at the bottom of the next hour if I have time. And if these stories, because I must be the one moving them, stay right here because I didn't touch the other ones earlier either. So must be gremlins. And we've got all the Democrats now coming out saying they're Christians, they're the Americans trying to save the country, the media covering up Hillary Clinton's coughing fits. We've got Democrats summoning demons. We've got the children's books at Walmart for parents who want to teach their five-year-olds how to summon demons, have personal demons in their life. That is no longer in my stack. I need that article pulled, please. That ties into all of that for everybody. And so I will just continue as best I can here on air. Let's see if those are the ones. Photo shows Harvey Weinstein partying together with Jeffrey Epstein. Photo, okay. And then the pedophile Jeffrey Epstein attended Princess Beatrice's 18th birthday. Yeah, that's part of it. Now, the ones I don't have is pilot confirms Bill Clinton and small children on board aircraft with Fox News clip. That's gone from my stack. And I also need that video. And then I also had the articles about FBI agents and Secret Service talk about the children on the aircraft. For whatever reason, that is not in my stack. Was highlighted and prepared. I already have the articles that I was just given. And again, it's nobody's fault. I just can't have meetings during the breaks. And I've told everybody this. But I am going to do my best in the next hour. I will personally print those again. And I will personally read those again. I will personally highlight those again. I cannot believe we're covering stuff. Nobody cares anyways. Hell, they could rape children on national TV. Most people love it. I mean, hell, they already got, you know, from 1 in 35,000 with autism down to 1 in 56. I mean, pretty soon everybody will be mentally retarded. I mean, this is the total takeover plan against you and your family, ladies and gentlemen. This is the plan. This is what they're doing. This is the end of civilization. This is a purposeful attack. It's in the white papers. They admit they're doing it because they're psychotic demons. And of course their religion is Satanism because that fits right into the mindset these people already have. But we'll go to rebroadcast till I get those articles is what we're going to do. And I'll say the articles again here on air. They're all on Infowars.com and they're linked to Fox News and others. Where Secret Service talk about children and how they were dressed for Bill Clinton on Lolita Express. That's huge. We knew that 13, 14 years ago, but now it's mainstream news. I need that one. And there's video. Then, the other one I need. It was here in my stack. In my stack. What the crazy part is that stack was there. That was in that stack. But whatever. Then the next thing I need, and I'll say it again. This is everybody else ought to go look this up for yourselves. It's all on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Is a bunch of other articles dealing with that as well and how they're trying to cover the whole thing up. You know, and a lot of people, this doesn't get to them. You know, they don't care about it. Doesn't mean anything to most people. I know it means something to our listeners. And I know it concerns our listeners. And I know it's really a big wake-up call for all of you. And it's very, very upsetting. And, you know, we have David Knight weekday mornings at 8 a.m. And then I come on at 11 a.m. with a weekday show. And you got Owen Schroyer. That comes up after that with the War Room. It does a great job. You know, we've had to stop the show Firepower with Will Johnson and Tom Papert because two of our employees had to go take care of family members that live in other parts of the country. That just seems to happen every few years. Two came at once. We don't have the personnel. People always call and say, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that? I'm up here 7 days a week now. And listen, I'm not complaining. I'm up here 7 days a week, and I'm fighting as hard as I can to bring you the news and information. But we need the funds to be able to hire five or six more people, running cameras, producing. We need some more reporters. And then we can physically run these TV shows and physically bring you this information and physically do with the satellite uplinks and the radio uplinks and everything it takes to have your own standalone media operation. And that's why it's so beyond critical. And that's why it's so important for everyone to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get great products you already need. And we have ending today the biggest sales of the year. Triple Patriot points, 15% off on your next order. Current store-wide free shipping, 50 to 70% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. VasoBeats, back in stock, 50% off. Super Silver Wound Gel, 50% off. AMPM 8-Pack Power Stack, 75% off at cost. Super Mel Vitality, amazing, 50% off. Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, 50% off. Krill Oil, back in stock for 3 months, 50% off. Super Skin Cream with the Hyaluronic Acid and so many other great things, 25% off, back in stock. Pollen Block, out of stock, back in stock. Super Femal Vitality at cost. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste, 25% off. Chill Force is amazing, 50% off. You can get all your Christmas shopping done, not fight the crowds, not fund the big globalist operations at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, that little five-minute no man's land, there's a very powerful report we're going to play while I get my reports together again. And then whether I get those reports or not, I'm going to do my best to go through all of this when we come back. But we're going to get into the Dems claiming that they're basically the second coming of Christ and all this other bizarre behavior in the second hour. That starts in just 2 minutes. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You notice that they're all wearing American flag pins now and American flag style ties. And we love the Constitution. We love America. And we're the moral authority.
And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
This is the Democrats that want God out of the schools and have done it, that want to abort babies, want to keep them alive, want to kill old people with euthanasia, the case for killing Granny. These are the people that are allowing NAMBLA to go have events with children unannounced in public schools in many cases, convicted child rapists running it. And we're told that, oh, the void, I see this all over the news, the void once filled by evangelicals, that's a new talking point, and Christians, is now filled by the Democrats.
Mike, it seems to me that Nancy Pelosi is doing a lot more than serving as Speaker of the House. She's filling a void, a leadership void, and a moral void in this country.
By the way, a moral void that evangelicals used to fill?
That's right.
A moral void now that they do not fill?
And you're like, well, Jerry Nadler, an America hater, just because he wore a red, white, and blue tie the other day doesn't mean that. He loves the country. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. America was never great. It's never going to be that great. Cuomo.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
All of them say that. All of them do that. They've sold the country out. They're globalists. But now they're going to protect America and due process from that foreign Russian agent. Oops. Record skips. I mean, Ukrainian agent, Donald Trump. And people are like, this doesn't make any sense. They don't care. They just want a spectacle to legitimize their attempt to remove the president. People say, well, they didn't get him on Russiagate. They're not going to get him on this. They're getting him by distracting and diverting and not getting in trouble themselves by changing the subject. And they say, we don't want this impeachment, but it's with great moral authority we have to. It's the right thing for America.
Sadly, but with confidence and humility, with allegiance to our founders and a heart full of love for America. Today, I am asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment.
I do not wish this moment on the country. It is not a pleasant task that we undertake today. But we have each taken an oath to protect the Constitution, and the facts before us are clear.
The Speaker of the House instructed House committee chairs to begin drafting articles of impeachment against the President of the United States. That is a very solemn duty and solemn undertaking.
Meanwhile, the day Trump got elected, impeachment begins now. We'll get him. Oh, the insurance policy. The coup starts now. But now this is very solemn. Reporters like, do you hate Trump? How dare you say that? I'm a Christian. I love everyone. I am your moral authority. I run the capital of baby parts sales, San Francisco, where we arrest investigative reporters that expose that we keep babies alive and deliver them with their hearts still beating to be dissected in medical experiments. I'm Nancy Pelosi. I am your Lord and Savior. I am your moral authority. I'm Nancy Pelosi. All right, folks. Again, I've been able to find the articles. And when we come back, I'll get into the national sport of our controllers, which is diseasing us, poisoning us, corrupting us, killing our children, raping our children, you name it, and how the media then tries to cover all of that up like they try to cover up every other real attack that's going on. Because the media in this country, the dominant media, work for the devil worshipers, just like the Bible says.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. And if what I'm talking about here on air is true, even if 10% of it's true, and believe me, I'm very sad to have to tell you, it's all true, and then some. If what I'm saying is true, which it is, I should be really freaked out right now. I should be really upset. And I am. I am upset. Because The deeper we get into the New World Order, the more all of it is admitted. World government that's anti-Christian, anti-family, that wants us all to take microchips, where the communist Chinese are standardizing a world ID through the smartphone with the UN that face scans you. That's not Alex Jones in 1996. That's Reuters in December 1999. That was Monday. Then they announced the world to adopt China's model of AI judges. Yeah, who programs the AI? That's like that 1980s Buck Rogers remake where the people that run the society are the little computers and they're the judges. It's all predictive programming. So when I sit here and read and track legislation and news all day long, every day, it's really amazing the understanding it gives you, because you see how it's all unified, how it's all planned, how it's rolled out against the public, and how the same policies we see in communist China are implemented in the United States via big tech. And the big tech's actually telling communist China what to do. And then later you find they're admitting that. Facebook has its own currency and it has its own competing brain chip to compete against Elon Musk brain chip that comes out next year. Now, if I told you that 10 years ago, you'd laugh at me. Now it's, yeah, that's on the news. They're doing it. This is here. And when I say that we're 100% accurate, I might make mistakes here and there. I'm about 97, 98% accurate. And when I make mistakes, I'll tell you. But this is all out in the open now. It's just all out in the open. And we know why they always criticized anybody that tried to expose it. When it was on the drawing board, when it was being set up, when it was being prepared. Because if we would have opposed it back then, and if people would have listened back then, they never would have gotten to this point. But they wait till it's already completely rolled out. And then they go, yeah, we're anti-Christian, we're anti-human, we're building a world that's going to be post-human. And yeah, we're going to sexualize your children and put chemicals in them, make them go into puberty early and wreck their lives and confuse them so they never have any innocence and so they don't live as long. And you're like, oh my God, that's Brave New World. And they go, yeah, it's an owner's manual. And the guy that wrote a book saying that 30 years later. And you go, my God, they're building a brave new world for our children. And once they get us in the habit of the smartphones and the radiation and all of it, it's almost impossible to get anybody out of a habit. And I'm not building the suspense up for what I'm going to cover. I'm just feeling inadequate to even try to cover this magnitude of information to you or even present it. Because something like this, I should be up here for 2 days shooting every angle, showing each article, playing clips, making a huge deal out of it. Presenting it really in an incredible way because it really is important. So there's a few more things I need to do during the break before I present this. You know, just for my own self so I can do it. Because I'm the opposite of wanting to quit doing the show, of wanting to give up. I may have to quit just because I can't handle caring this much. And I see everything now, and And I'm just reaching a point where I just can't do it. Every little point, every article, I think of 1,000 other articles. Every lie they put out, I can pull up a whole system of their lies and know how they sat around in a think tank and how they cooked up the decision. And then years later, I'll be reading some white paper or government report and hear about a committee meeting, and they say exactly what I envisioned word for word in the meetings I knew was going on. I mean, I've studied them so much and how evil they are that I'm inside their head and they're inside mine, and I can't stand it. And I can't believe there's this many evil people that want to do this to their fellow humans, and I can't believe that we put up with it. All I know is all the scum that goes along with this are the most unhappy, twisted, evil people there are. I mean, thank God you're not Hillary Clinton or Jeffrey Epstein or any of these globalists. I mean, you look at these Democrat debates, these minions, they can barely talk, they're falling apart. They all look like they're cursed because they are. So there's a lot of good things that are happening and going on. It's just that it should be easy to say no to all this corruption instead of just letting the corruption normalize itself and have us just accept it. Now, I told you I'm also going to get into the IG report that's coming out in the morning, and David Knight will be up live at 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Mountain, 6 a.m. Pacific, covering the IG report, and we've got a good idea what's in it. We'll cover that some, but I promise for the next two segments, I'll get into this when we come back. But when you see articles telling people, don't worry, there's no child kidnappers out there, and, you know, don't worry, Big Pharma doesn't hurt you, and don't worry, vaccines have never hurt anybody, and you know, don't worry about people coming across the border by the millions who aren't even vetted or tested with TB and drug-resistant bacteria and flesh-eating bacteria. It's just the takedown of the country. And the globalists have already taken down all these other countries that are hellholes. And then we're told we're inherently bad just because we have high standards and values compared to other people. Because the globalists don't want those values of human life and freedom and religious freedom. And so they're importing all these groups that don't respect it and don't care about it and rolling out all this propaganda to feel sorry for the 1.8 million Muslims, 1.8 billion Muslims that are trying to come here in their own religion to make us convert to who they are. And the people bringing them in know damn well what they're doing and are the biggest, sickest, most cynical traitors the planet has ever seen. And then you find out to a man, to a woman, these globalists are constantly at orgies and sex with children and devil worship and all of this selfish me crap. And the fact that we let them run civilization is just unbelievable to me. It's just absolutely fantastical. So I'm going to try again when I come back to get into all these clips and cover all this news as the giant underground culture of the establishment feeding on children comes out. And it'll bring their ass down. Watch.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
When I watch Google and all the Alphabet holdings of its parent company, and I watch Facebook and Twitter and Apple and CNN and NBC and MSNBC and CNBC and all the other major channels try to systematically cover up blackmail, child kidnapping, trafficking rings. And I know specifically what they do in the rings. I know where they run the facilities. I know how they traffic the children. I know all of it. Because I knew Ted Gunderson from the time I got on air 25 years ago. The word spread that I was on an FM radio station that went all the way to South Dallas and all the way past San Antonio on the tallest tower in Texas. My blessing of God, within 1 year of being on Access TV in 1995, I was on a radio station that covered most of the biggest populated areas of Texas. And so I got contacted by all the people that were trying to expose this. And everything Ted Gunderson said on my show, and his videos are still on YouTube, a lot of them have been taken down, was released a few months ago by the FBI. And it's everything Ted Gunderson said, word for word. Now, the rest of the FBI went along and kept their mouths shut. He wouldn't do it. Because this isn't just his investigation. He's in a few pages of these. Some of these are his reports, but most of it's different FBI agents around the country. And this is only, they estimate, 1%, the FBI said when they released this, of what they have on the Finders case. It was a cult called the Finders that went across international lines, claimed that it was Christian, and it came out in congressional hearings. It was in major news back in the late 1980s when it broke that they were running kidnapped little children from ages 2 up to about 17. And they used the 17-year-olds to go out and snatch other people's kids out of backyards. Now, everybody knows that they drive vans. They've got older kids that work for them. Everybody doesn't know why they know this. Everybody just knows this because you've read about it and heard about it over the years. So, see, I've learned how people's brains work. If I sit here and show you government documents and mainstream news admitting all this from years ago, and then them currently trying to cover it up, people won't care about that. But if I remind you of all these things you've heard of growing up and all the times you heard about real kids getting kidnapped and times that happened to your neighbors, times that happened to you, and then I show you news articles of them saying this doesn't exist and it's fake news, well, doesn't that piss you off? So that's what I'm getting at here. If you're a TV viewer, you're seeing us put files of Newsweek and Time and the Washington Post and all of it back then. Back then, this got covered. And they caught them with the kids. They raided the CIA facility in D.C., 30-something thousand square feet, snuff films, satellite uplinks, full TV production studios, a little kids not just getting raped, folks, but getting their heads blown off, getting strangled by big fat men rape them. So you know what? While everybody else is watching football games, that's just what I'm reading all day. Look, I don't feel sorry for you, and I'm not a damn hero either. I'm somebody that likes to survive. And when I hear about stuff going on like this, as a man that's got my head screwed on straight, I start thinking, how do I get a bigger voice to warn people? And how do we rally folks to stop this and bring the people to justice that are doing it? So don't you ever call in and tell me I'm doing a good job. I'm doing what you're supposed to do, minimum. And by the way, we ever start busting and convicting these people instead of normalizing pedophilia all over the news, I'll volunteer to flip the switch at the electric chair. I'll volunteer to put a rope around their necks. It's not because I want to kill people, but I want to make sure these monsters aren't on the earth anymore. You understand? Because as a man, I've got savage primal instincts for a reason. And I'll tell you, I do want to find who these people are. And I do want to see them die. And if you don't feel the same way, then there's something wrong with you. And so when you see the national news normalizing NAMBLA and pedophilia, and you see all this stuff going on, they think you put up with this so long. Now they're going to make their move to publicly normalize all this crap. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to take it. And I declare war on these people. And I pray to God to give me the strength and the will to not overheat in this process, because instead of not having energy or being scared, I'm the opposite. So I've said enough about how I feel about it. Let me just get into some of it. You notice on the periphery of Epstein, you hear, oh, the Clintons and Bill Gates and all of them went to Zorro Ranch out in the middle of nowhere, and it was like a hospital facility. It had medical wings. Yeah, folks, have you heard of Dr. Ewing Cameron? You heard of Jolyon West? Dr. Ewing Cameron ran the MK Ultra program with over 10,000 kidnapped children. This is declassified. This isn't speculation. In the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, in Canada and the U.S., in a CIA/British program to create undetectable, multiple personality, mind control slaves. Now, there's History Channel shows about this. This is admitted. Now, can you imagine what else is going on? Well, we know what's going on. They have externalized the method out into subgroups, and they're now franchising this, like you'd sell a McDonald's franchise or a Baskin-Robbins franchise or a franchise to a local hardware store. It's a giant satanic Ponzi scheme, and it took over the Catholic Church. It's taken over the Boy Scouts. And when it gets too big to fail, that institution just keeps going. It's like, well, you know the Catholic Church is run by pedophiles. Well, you know the Boy Scouts is now in most cases. And you know the big churches and the big corporations and the government. And now top lawyers for the whistleblowers get on the news and say, I support pedophilia, and I like protecting pedophiles, and I like little kids. And we're going to have a coup against the president. You're like, why would he say that all over the Facebook and Twitter and YouTube? Because that's the club. And reveling in it and promoting it and celebrating it is how you get to network in the club. We just have to ask ourselves, are we going to let this club completely expand like a cancer and take over? Or are we going to do what it has to do, do what it takes, and educate everybody about this?
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
So, the controlled corporate press, for anybody that's been paying attention, not living in a cave, is always saying, oh, Trump's not busting pedophile rings. That's a rumor made up by Alex Jones and other crazy people. Do you remember all of that? You remember? Right when Trump got in, we saw a tenfold increase in massive busts, not just of people with child porn, but of people with kidnapped children. There'd be headlines, you know, 400 arrested in L.A., 200 arrested in D.C., and, you know, 14 children, some as young as two, found in cages, videos of three men raping an 18-month-old baby. And then you never hear about the cases again. Thousands and thousands. I mean, it's just constant. And all these DHS people getting busted doing it. That's the good DHS getting rid of them. There is a civil war going on. And they said, and the media tells you, oh, that's not happening. The same media that told you Harvey Weinstein wasn't doing any of this, and Jeffrey Epstein wasn't doing any of this, and the Clintons weren't doing any of this, and Prince Andrew wasn't doing any of this. And then now the media is focusing on 17 and 16-year-old women who were recruited at 14 as sex slaves, and it's terrible, and it's horrible. But that's not even the tip of the iceberg. I told you they're into eugenics, and they were into a secret world government, and that Epstein was just the master sergeant. Sergeant major would be a better term. He was the highest level that we know of unenlisted officer in this. You know how the rich and powerful will celebrate the captain of a yacht or the maitre d' of a fine restaurant? That's who he was. He was just a manager and a liaison between multinational intelligence agencies. And I told you that 13 years ago when it all first started coming out, specifically in the Clintons and the airplanes first. And we're on record and they admit that. And they've hated my guts ever since. Well, how do you like it, Hillary and Bill and all of you and Weinstein and all of you? You're not getting away with it. They had old Harvey coming into court, facing life in prison. He can hardly walk. And he's not trying to put on sympathy. He doesn't have all his drugs now. He'll be dining in hell soon enough, and it couldn't be sooner. So the world's awakening to this, and they're not going to be able to put the genie back in the bottle. And hell, they now even admit in the Washington Post that Trump administration, print me that, please, is taking bold action against human traffickers. They try to keep it, though, focused on teenage girls, and that's important. But, folks, I know the Pentagon people. I know the state police. I know the governors. I know the folks that have really tried to stop this. You know, wherever they have Super Bowls, they have the police chief protects it, and they've got down to age 10-year-old girls and stuff in those hotels. And they're not allowed to save them. I've sat here in meetings with the people being advised, giving, you know, reports on this, and it's later come out in the news. So believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it's all out in the open now, but it gets even worse than you can even possibly imagine. They're trying to make it only about these underage women. It's far worse. So here's some of the headlines. 13 sex trafficking statistics that explain the enormity of the global sex trade. And then it goes through 4 million a year. Upward a third of them under the age of 16. But then there's the CNN. Of course, you'd expect CNN. Here's CNN a few days ago, December 4th. A Facebook rumor about white vans is spreading fear across America. And they go on to say there's no such thing. Nobody wants your children. Don't worry about it. Go read the sick article. Meanwhile, this is a month ago, FBI releases finders files for 3 decades declassified investigation linked to Tallahassee child abuse case. Here's some of the local news. See, it's only local news reporting all of these, but CNN tells you it's not happening. Flashback. Obama HHS placed migrant children in custody of human traffickers knowingly and protected them. Daily Caller reported on that. Even the Washington Post did. U.S. placed immigrant children with traffickers, report says. New York Times. Your Lord and Savior, Obama. Not just in cages, in the traffickers' hands. That's why the left's like, don't find out who their parents are. Don't hold them in a safe area. Give them to us in vans. We got some voodoo to do, and boy, do they. Man, they torture them bad. They got caught killing thousands of them in Haiti. AP reported on it. No coverage. Oh, yeah, thousands of dead in the last few years. They love killing those black babies. Children approached by man in white van for third time after girl grabbed in Newcastle. Here's the Chronicle. But this is in England it's happening, and here. And it's huge Islamic rings doing it. They're the main group that's done in Islamic culture. And when Tommy Robinson exposed it and the men got convicted, well, he's in prison for it, for exposing it. Two men in white van wanted for attempted kidnapping of 7-year-old. Oh, that's another story. And again, there's all the reports of it actually happening, kids disappearing. We've even got mayors talking about it. We'll play that coming up, the Baltimore mayor in the next segment. And then we've got the big finders report. You can read. It's on Infowars.com. Just type in FBI declassifies finders document. I mean, go read whole towns taken over by Satanists. Raping the children. They believe it gave them power from Satan. And then all the other Nexium cults, supposedly empowering women and then doing the opposite and then turning them into sex slaves and making them go compromise other men for control. Nexium was just trying to do what Jeffrey Epstein did. And now it's all coming out on Jeffrey Epstein. Co-pilot of Jeffrey Epstein's jet reveals Bill Clinton was frequent guest flyer. How they dressed the underage girls up like candy canes. Photo shows Harvey Weinstein partying together with Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell. Truly disgusting. Dressed up like a Navy SEAL. So, document cam shot, please. So, that's what's happening here. And it's all coming out. Why is it all coming out? I'll tell you when we come back. Bill and Hillary Clinton frequently visited Epstein's Zorro Ranch compound. What's going on there? Bill Clinton flew at least 36 times without security. Epstein's Lolita Express pilot subpoenaed. It's all coming down. The House of Cards. Because this is the economy they operate in. Here's that clip. Detective who investigated Jeffrey Epstein on what he found, including Bill Clinton info on Fox News, Detective Mike Fiston. Here it is.
Former Miami detective Mike Fiston. Mike, so you were a Miami homicide detective for 30 years, so you have a lot of credibility here. When you were tasked Correct. By one of these victims' attorney to look into Epstein, you interviewed some of his private pilots. What did you find?
Well, that was the most interesting part. When I started trying to contact his pilots, of course, his first pilot, who's his most dedicated pilot, wouldn't talk to us. We knew he wouldn't because he's basically in cahoots with Jeffrey. But we were able to find
his co-pilots. Up by his ankles.
And I'll never forget sitting in this guy's living room up in this really nice area of Wellington, Florida, and talking to him. And he's telling me, I can't tell you anything. I really want to, but I can't. And I look over his shoulder and I see there's a picture of him and his three daughters. And I said, look at your daughters. They could have been victims. And the guy started tearing up. And he started talking. And basically he said, listen, I flew the plane. I flew it all over the world. But I was never allowed to really leave the cockpit. I knew there was bedrooms back there. I knew that there was girls that shouldn't have been on the plane that were there. And I couldn't leave the cockpit to go back and look, or I would get fired. But he did tell me some interesting stories. I mean, you know, Jesse, he told me about the stewardesses on the plane would be very young girls. I mean, he couldn't tell me if they were 15, 16, 17, or 18. He just didn't know their ages, but they were very young, definitely not over 18.
And Bill Clinton was on those flights.
Numerous times.
All right, when we come back, we'll tell you the rest of the story. And that's just the first level. Why are there medical facilities at the Zorro Ranch? What's really going on? We'll be back.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
So here's that last little line at the bottom of the contract, the real takeaway. The same evil corporate media that covers up for communist China now, that covers up for all the evil, that covers up for Planned Parenthood, keeping babies alive till they can find folks that want to buy their organs. That same group that, you know, tells you vaccines have no bad effects when the insert says they can kill you, they've been working around the clock to tell you that Jeffrey Epstein and the Clintons haven't done anything. And then once Epstein got busted, they tried to tie Trump to Epstein when there's no connection other than big public parties at his Mar-a-Lago estate where the guy walked through the front door as Trump was greeting him and a few photos. We've got Trump administration taking bold action to combat the evil of human trafficking. Even the Washington Post had to admit that. We've got a 10-plus fold increase. The last time I checked, it was a 20-something fold. It's crazy. Of traffickers and child molesters. I mean, and they're busting them all over the government, too. Trump is removing these networks because the green light's been given, and that's why they're so pissed. So that's another great thing about Trump. That's why they're so angry at him, because this is how they blackmail and control people through the social clubs, through the organizations. Remember John Wayne Gacy that killed over 20 young gay men, teenage boys mainly? You know, I researched him because I just happened to start watching an old documentary about him, and I spent a few days off and on. Did you know he was part of a satanic cult in Chicago and supplied women for rich people in the Rotary clubs, and then he supplied his wife to men, and then he started getting into rituals with underage boys, just like we see in Pennsylvania with the Catholic Church. I mean, folks, everywhere you see a lone psychopath most of the time, he's just an operator for a larger group who then starts operating on his own and gets busted. This is very frightening. And what's scary is it's growing. So the same groups that are telling you don't look for any of this and don't investigate any of this, those same groups and organizations are now telling you don't worry about white vans. I just showed you news articles out of CNN. Then I showed you articles in the U.S. and in England of white vans in the very towns we're talking about that did grab kids that are missing. The classic thing is a white van. Because the finders with the CIA leftist group making the snuff films and child porn at an industrial scale in the 80s that got busted, it was in the news, got shut down, congressional hearings, they were driving white vans. But it's all sorts, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got big news on this Breaking Tuesday and how it ties in to multinational NGOs and the millions of people coming across the border every year, millions back and forth, and the hundreds of thousands of children that are underage, some as young as two, that are ending up dead and missing and sex trafficking. I just showed you the Senate report in the Washington Post. Headline, Obama ordered release of children to sex traffickers. Thousands and thousands of them. Hundreds were found dead. It's in the report. That's not speculation. But CNN's telling you, don't look into WikiLeaks. You're not allowed to. Don't worry about that. Think about that. So this is what we're talking about. Think about that evil. And I want to ask the people at CNN, the average person there's not a pedophile or even a devil worshiper. We've seen all these whistleblowers come out from CNN saying how evil it is. How they, when black people get killed in a black city like Chicago or Baltimore, they're ordered to cover it up. When Muslims kill people, they're ordered to cover it up. There's an agenda. We already know it. You can see it. And then the Baltimore mayor, to his credit, says, hey, people are panicking. People are seeing this. And there are kids getting grabbed. We don't know if it's white vans. That's Bernard Young. So thank God people know they're being hunted. Thank God families know there's people coming after their kids. And I will tell you, you hear all this leftist talk about how they care about black people. These Satanists have a particular sweet tooth for black children. And then Hollywood composites it into this system of where it's white Nazis grabbing black people and killing them. No, it's white devil worshipers. And black folks know about this. When I was on T.I.'s podcast out in L.A., he's like, listen, a lot of black people come up missing and killed by white devil worshipers. He started bringing up Ed Buck. And you know who reportedly hangs out at those rituals? Dressed like an Egyptian, Adam Schiff. That's coming out in FBI files, folks. And people are like, well, why don't they get busted? Because it's so horrible, it's too evil to fail. Just like the 3,000 priests doing satanic rituals with children in Pennsylvania 2 years ago, comes out in the state attorney general state police report that they interviewed 3,000 plus that admitted they had sex with children as young as age 5 and then would bring them to satanic rituals. That's confirmed, admitted, and the state said, we can't even prosecute this. They can't even process it. And that's what evil knows how to do. Make it so big, so huge, so massive, so complete, such a part of the economy. I was on an airplane flying back from San Diego 6 months ago. And my wife and children were in one seat. I was in the other. And I was sitting catty corner from a man who was a manager in the Boy Scouts of America. And I was listening to him before we took off on headphones going, you know, it's been covered up too long. And now it's going to bring down the whole scout program. And my God, I don't trust to have my son, you know, at these events. It's just too dangerous. They're just everywhere. My God, there's new cases every week. They're just raping the children. And this was a total takeover. And I'm listening for about 5 minutes. And then he hangs up and he's writing a report for lawyers and settlements. I guess he was a lawyer. And I looked at the guy, he looked like a nice man, skinny, you know, middle-aged, maybe 50-year-old guy. And when he's getting on the plane, he wasn't a pedophile. And I was eavesdropping him right there, just going, my God, you know, it's like it took the whole thing over. How do we get taken over by this? I heard him saying, how do we get taken over? I mean, it's large numbers are now. They're in the management. I heard him use words like a cult. Is it a cult? Of course it's a cult, both in both meanings. And it's so bad, no one can deal with it. It's so huge, no one can face it. It's the corruption of civilization and society. I'm out of time. I didn't get to the huge IG report stuff. I believe it's going to be a dud. I believe it's going to cover up for the whole FBI itself and say that they had a right to investigate Trump, but some low-level folks did, you know, went too far and burned a few low levels. And maybe I'll be proven wrong. 8 a.m. tomorrow, David Knight's going to be covering it live when the IG report gets released. And we'll see what happens with Durham's criminal stuff. And maybe I'm going to be wrong, but we'll see tomorrow with the weekday show. But Trump's doing a lot of good, going after child molesters, and the border wall is starting to get built. And I thank God for Trump every day, but he's got to stop the election fraud and the voter suppression that's all admitted, and the manipulation through big tech together to stop Trump from getting elected. They stole the 2018 election. They're going to do this one, and the president must act with 300 and really 29 days left now. 330 is about to click up to one less day. Today is the last day, the biggest sale of our history. Cyber Week is triple Patriot points, 15% off of your next order that goes in your account. Store-wide free shipping, 10% off if you sign up for auto ship, 50% off all of our best-selling items, Vaso Beats back in stock, Krill Oil back in stock, the Hyaluronic high-quality Silver Sol skin cream, the very best out there. It's back in stock. A lot of huge specials. We, you know, sold out of DNA Force at the regular price. We only got a little bit left. It'll be months till more comes in. I mean, so much of the stuff's about to sell out. Please do your Christmas shopping with us. And know you're getting great products at the same time funding an operation the globalists want to shut down. And shame on big tech and shame on the media trying to cover this up and trying to shut us down. But you failed, thanks to our listeners, and the system and the devil worship and the child rape that's used to control and blackmail people is all coming out thanks to the glory of God and thanks to Jesus Christ. And so very positive things are happening, and I'm very appreciative of you, the listeners, for keeping us in the game. But this is all symbiotic, so thanks for the fight. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We got the best turmeric. We've got the best sleep aids like Knockout, Natural Systems, Turbo Force. We've got amazing X2 and X3. Learn about the good halogen, really the missing link in your life. Super Blue, high quality. Fluoride-free toothpaste is back in stock. Fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. It's 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I didn't get to the Baltimore mayor talking about this, but I'll do it all tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, and we'll cover the official impeachment vote, just move the indictment to the Senate this week that's coming. Our reporters, Owen Schroer and others, will be on the ground tomorrow in D.C. doing live coverage for us as well. We'll have all that. Remember, only way folks hear about the live streams at band.video and infowars.com/show is when you share them and spread them. The children and others are counting on you, so please use your human operations in the third dimension to kick ass. Great job, crew.